Okay, so basically I'm going to be talking about the Diddy and Cassie situation and how, I mean, for those that don't know, Cassie was dating Diddy for 10 whole years. 10 years she's been dating Diddy. And recently, maybe like a month or so ago, they recently just broke up, and stories have been saying that Cassie's dating a whole new man. And a new story just broke out saying that this man that she's dating was one of the trainers that Diddy hired for Cassie while they were in a relationship. So now Diddy feels somewhat betrayed because this was a man that he hired to help her, and now, you know, they're not together anymore. And they literally just broke up like yesterday. And now she's dating a new man. So he thinks that somehow the relationship must have overlapped, is what he's pretty much saying. And I'm just gonna give my opinion on it because I honestly found this situation, I have so many opinions about this situation, so I'm just gonna back it up a little bit. So they've been together for 10 years. Cassie is only 34, I believe, or she's in her early 30s, so that means that he started dating her when she was in her early 20s. And obviously that's a very naive time for any woman. You know, like, she's a new artist, she's dating this multimillionaire, damn near a billionaire, and I'm sure he sold her a dream, clearly. Like, a man that's like 20 years older than you, he's gonna tell you what you like to hear. I mean, men that are even closer to you in age lie to you, so I'm sure that he lied to her, sold her a dream, to her that she was going to live this nice lifestyle and that she would potentially get a ring. He probably even told her, okay, you're 22 right now, by the time you're, you know, of marriageable age, let's just say 26, 27, I will give you a ring. Maybe that time came, he fed her another excuse, and she just fell for it. Like, she just fell for it. I don't know the exact situation, but that's what I am envisioning. And, you know, 10 years have passed, still no ring. And I just feel like he definitely drug her along. Like, he definitely sold her some type of dream to make her stay in the relationship. And it is fucked up. You know, it is very much fucked up. I'm sure Cassie did want to get married. Just to give my personal two cents, if a man doesn't want to get married, there's nothing you can really do to change that. There's nothing you can do to change that. Diddy is worth $820 million. He knows that when you are married to someone, it's not my money, it's our money. So he knows that, you know, obviously signing these papers and, you know, becoming legally married to this woman would mean that his finances, and Diddy's about his money, so that would basically mean that his finances are now our finances. Cassie, no offense to this beautiful young woman, her money can't compare to Diddy's money. I would be surprised if she was worth like $10 million. But what's $10 million? Even if she was worth $100 million, what is $100 million to a man that's worth $820 million? Like, clearly, her saying, "Oh, well, my money is our money," doesn't mean anything to him. So he's probably thinking about the finances that are gonna come along with it and how, like, his money's gonna be her money. If they break up, he would have to pay spousal support. Like, that's just what it is. He has, like, already, like, what, like, five or six kids. Like, he's not thinking about, even though he has the money for you to do it, just because you had the money to do something doesn't mean you want to spend your money doing that. So I'm sure, you know, he sold her a dream. He probably, in my opinion, didn't want to get married at all. Like, he doesn't seem like the man that would actually want to get married at his age. I feel like he's living his best life. He doesn't need her for anything. She was basically, to be honest with you, common law wife, if anything. Common law wife being that they've been together, they're cohabitating together, and yet, you know, they're not married, but they're damn near married, just not married legally. So if they break up, you know, it's a clean breakup. So that's probably what he wanted. Like, let's be clear. Like, who wouldn't want that? If you are the person in a marriage that has the most money, you don't want your finances tampered with when that relationship breaks up. So he's at the age where it's like, why would I, like, I'm already in my 50s or late 40s. Like, there's no reason to get married. That's probably what exactly is buzzing in his head at the moment. So that's on that. And like I said, me personally, if I am dating a man and he tells me from jump he does not want to get married, that's already a red flag right there for me. And I wouldn't consistently continue to pursue the situation if marriage is not something that he wants in the near future. I feel like men know what they want. They know what they don't want. And yeah, you know, as people, we can change our wants and our needs. But as something as marriage, I'm not trying to risk the best years of my life like Cassie did. She risked her whole 20s. Like, she wasted her whole 20s, her early 20s, to be with the man, thinking she was probably going to convince him to get married to her, and that never happened. I'm not going to do that same thing and, like, hope and pray that maybe I can change his mind. If it's something that he does not want to do, I'm not going to change it, and I'm just going to keep it at that. So that's just what I personally think about that situation. If I'm with a man for 3 years and there's no ring, I feel like that's a problem. Especially if there's not even like a talk about a ring. But I feel like in this situation, it really depends on your situation. 3 years from now, it's kind of like, you know, depending on like where you are in life, you might not be able to get a ring. But in Diddy's situation, you're dealing with a man where money is not an issue for him. He has the money. It's not like, okay, like, I want to marry you, obviously, but like, my finances are not up to par, so you know, right now wouldn't be the best time. Basically, that's not the case for him. He's worth so much money, like, his finances are up to par. There is no reason, real reason, at least no financial reason why, as to why he can't marry her. And secondly, you're with a person for 10 years. I don't really know how long you need to be with a person in order to know the front and back and side to side about this person. Like, he knows her front cover to back cover at this point. Like, you've been with her for 10 years. You met her when she was, before she was even, like, legally able to drink. Like, you know this woman. So there's no, emotionally and financially, there is no reason for him to have not wanting to put a ring on it, because he has been with her for a huge amount of time, and financially he's covered to have given her a ring. So in those situations that I just gave you, there's no reason for him to have not married her. Secondly, recently his ex-girlfriend / mother of his 3 children recently passed, and a lot of people had issues with the way Diddy acknowledged her passing, basically saying that this woman was the love of his life and that they were more than soulmates, and, you know, so on and so forth. Personally, I know a lot of people thought it was inappropriate, and, you know, Cassie probably, you know, I'm sure felt a type of way about the way he addressed or publicly addressed the death of his ex-girlfriend / mother of his 3 children. But at the end of the day, it's much deeper than that. Like, even though Cassie and Diddy were probably together for a longer period of time than Kim Porter and Diddy were, you have to understand that there were children in the picture. And so he's not just losing an ex-girlfriend. He's losing the mother to his children. And even though they weren't together, they were actively in their children's lives. She would probably come over to the house. She was at every single family Christmas, Thanksgiving, because she is the mother to his children. So, like, even though the relationship's over, she will forever be a part of his life, regardless of whether they broke up or not, because of the children. So I'm sure their bond is one that is different and can't really be compared to the bond that Diddy and Cassie had. Cassie is, you know, she's very much justified to feel the way she probably felt about that situation. Any woman would feel kind of betrayed and, you know, felt like his words were quite inappropriate if they were dating a man and he released that statement. But just to play devil's advocate on this situation, their bond is very much deeper than
the bond that Diddy and Cassie had, just because of the children involved. And even though they broke up, Diddy never had like a bitter baby mama / baby daddy debacle with this woman. Like, they broke up, but they were still able to be friendly and cordial towards each other and, you know, co-parent these children. And enough for them to, you know, even have family pictures together. He posts her all the time when it's her birthday. She posts him when it's his birthday. Like, clearly their relationship was very much solid. They probably weren't in love with each other. Even though, well, Diddy's words basically just show that he was still in love with her. But even though they might have not been mutually in love with each other, they definitely loved each other, and that can't be taken away. So honestly, in this whole Diddy and Cassie situation, I honestly feel like Cassie is very much justified for how she feels. And shortly after that whole situation of Kim Porter, Cassie broke up with Diddy. They're not together anymore. Sources say that she's dating this trainer that Diddy had hired for her while they were together. Now they've been broken up for maybe a few weeks now, and she is dating this trainer. Diddy feels betrayed. Okay, you feel betrayed. Kind of understandable, but you did leave this woman on for 10 years. You snooze, you lose. Honestly, like, people get mad when you do them the way they do you, is what I've come to realize. Like, you know what you did to this woman. Like, you basically sold her dream for 10 years. And now look, you know. So she found her a new man that, you know, they seem like they're in love. At the end of the day, like, even though it's a short relationship, like, the relationship hasn't really, you know, been going on for maybe too long. Time, it's more so quality versus quantity. Like, you know, you can fall in love with someone quickly. I'm not doubting that they're not in love. It could very much be possible that they are. But Diddy feels betrayed. In this situation, I feel like he really has no reason to talk. Like, she found a new man, probably a man that would, you know, want to marry her, or they have common mutual interests of getting married in the near future. So Diddy really has no reason to really feel betrayed in the instance. It is what it is. She wanted something and he wasn't able to give it to her, and she moved on with the new man. I mean, it happens all the time. Like, if you're not trying to supply me with my needs, why would I stay in this situation? And she stayed for far too long. So she's very much justified for, you know, moving on to who she moved on to. It was the trainer that Diddy hired, so Diddy probably feels betrayed about that. But, like, it is what it is at the end of the day. Like, let the woman live. She's still young. She's beautiful. She can find a new man, and she did. So at this point, it's like, you are basically saying that, like, this is how Diddy's probably thinking. I can't have you, obviously, but no one else can. Or, like, I can waste your time, but if you're done, like, if you have a problem with me wasting your time, you can't find somebody else. Like, let this girl live. Like, you feel betrayed, but she probably feels betrayed as well. So people like to dish shit that they can't take at the end of the day. And at this point, like, Cassie's trying to move on. Cassie's done with being the damn family photographer. Cassie has never been included in one family picture. You see family pictures with Kim Porter. You see family pictures with Misa Hilton, who is his other baby mother. Like, you see pictures, family pictures with all of them, all his ex-baby mamas. But you never see a family picture with Cassie being included in it. And I just have a feeling Cassie is the family photographer at this point, because ain't no picture is she in. So is she just in the corner? She has to be the one taking the picture. She probably feels betrayed about that. I'm sure she wants children. Maybe she does, maybe she doesn't. But Diddy has enough kids. He probably doesn't want any more children. And he doesn't want to get married. And I'm sure she wanted to get married. And so, you know, I'm sure she wanted to be included in family pictures. And she was never, ever invited to even stand next to the twins to take a picture. Like, come on now. I'm sure they have maids and, like, cooks and cleaners in their house that could have just easily took the picture so Cassie could be included in it. But that was never the case. So, yeah, that's basically my podcast for you guys. Thank you so much for listening. For whoever is listening, thank you. And I will be back. Yeah.